forsaken. You are faithful, God.
Welcome to Always Faithful on AM 630 KCIS. Ladies, get ready for your weekly dose of high-energy inspiration and encouragement as together we affirm the faithfulness of God. And now, here's Athena.
Well, thanks for joining me today, and welcome to the place where we never grow weary of affirming the faithfulness of God. Well, I'll bet if you're listening today, you can remember a time in your life when you felt like you had to be in control. And if you're like me at all, you probably have felt that on multiple occasions in the same hour or same morning. And so I am just so excited to talk about this topic. Many women worry about life spinning out of control and want to make sure there's a happy ending. So they have a compulsion to make it all turn out just right and are willing to do almost anything to make it happen. When they realize control is slipping from their grasp, they lose control, react in anger or fear. This unbalanced pursuit of control makes those around them anxious and defensive. So I am so excited today to introduce you to author Shannon Popkin, who knows this struggle well. In her new book, Control Girl, Lessons on Surrendering Your Burden of Control from Seven Women in the Bible, she reveals to readers the only way to find the deep security they crave is to surrender to God and entrust the outcome to Him. So you are really going to enjoy today's show. The whole Redemption Press and Always Faithful team is at this moment up at Overlake Church for the Northwest Ministry Conference. I'm doing interviews there. I'm speaking a number of times, signing my book, lots of other activity going on in our booth in the gym. So I took some time earlier this week to record this interview, and you are just going to love it. In fact, why don't you quick text or call a friend, have them tune in. We are going to give away 2 free copies of Control Girl to the first 2 callers who call into the Redemption Press offices at 360-226-3488. Again, for the first 2 callers, we're going to give away 2 free copies of Control Girl. So all I got to do is call 360-226-3488. If you're in Seattle, you're listening on AM 630 KCIS, live streaming online at kcisradio.com. Our site is alwaysfaithfulradio.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Always Faithful Radio. And if you like our page there, you'll be notified whenever we're doing anything special. And just as a side note, I'm starting to do a lot more speaking these days at women's retreats and ministry conferences and other events outside the world of publishing and writers' conferences. So if you know a local women's ministry leader or event planner whose task it is to find speakers for keynote sessions or workshops, I'd love to have you pass my name along. So I am going to take a minute and pray. And then I really want to encourage you to really tune your heart into this topic, because I know as women, it's really hard to let go of control. I mean, whether it's being a parent or being a wife or being a friend or, you know, it's easy to want to have things perfect. And if we want things perfect, then we usually take matters into our own hands. And I have been so guilty of this. So I want to just encourage you to open up your heart wide and just glean from the wisdom that Shannon shares with us today, because I do believe it is all about trusting God or not trusting God. And so I want to just encourage you to allow your heart to be opened and touched by this wonderful woman of God. So Lord, thank you so much for this time, for the way that you work in our lives, for you calling us out of the boat to walk on the water where we have no control. And then we're able to see how you work. And you don't need our help. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you want to do today through Shannon, through her book, Control Girls. And Lord, I just give you this time and I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, welcome to Always Faithful, Shannon. It is great to have you on the show today.
Thanks so much, Athena. It's great to be with you.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, when I first got the press release from your publicist about your book, I just immediately, I emailed her back and said, I got to have Shannon on the show because this is a topic that I totally relate to. I know most women do, if they're honest. And but before we get into that, share with us just for a few minutes, how has God been faithful in your life?
God has been incredibly faithful to me in all of the ways that I'm sure are common. You know, God has supported me in hardships and in pain and in trials. But, you know, in writing this book, it's my eyes have just been opened to how faithful God has been in revealing my sin and in revealing the ugliness of my heart. You know, it would be so so awful if he didn't show me my sin. And I see that as his faithfulness, as him pursuing me and opening my eyes to new areas of seeing myself with new clarity.
Oh, I love that because it is true. Being convicted of our sin is a blessing and it is his faithfulness because the more we're able to see it and repent for it, the closer we are to him. And that's just like the best.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we're really ugly people when he just lets us continue in our sin. That isn't a good God to just let us go on and continue in our path of sin, right? And so it is his faithfulness, yeah, to intercept our path and say, no, let's go this way instead.
Oh, totally. And it just, to me, talking about the subject of control, that it's all about trusting him. And, you know, he just, when he shows us that kind of sin, how we can be such control freaks, wow, we're not trusting him when we do that.
Right, yeah, and trust is so key. If I don't trust God, then I have to turn somewhere else. Like, what am I going to do if I can't trust that God's in control? Well, then I've got to take control. And I think when we progress in our conversation, we'll just see how ugly that makes us when we are trying to play God and trying to control everything. It doesn't bring out the beautiful women that God created us to be.
Amen. All right. So we are going to jump into talking about your new book, Control Girl, Lessons on Surrendering Your Burden of Control from 7 Women in the Bible. I love that title. And, I think we're born control girls. And so I really want to dig into this. In case you've just joined us, this is Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio. We are having a conversation today with Sharon Popkin, who is the author of Control Girl, Lessons on Surrendering Your Burden of Control from 7 Women in the Bible. So Shannon, let's just jump right into the whole inspiration for the book. It sounds to me like it came from your own life. So when did you first realize you had a control issue?
Yeah, you know, I didn't realize for many years that I had control issues. I think as a single, young single girl, I pretty much could manage my life and make things arranged the way that I wanted them to be. But when I got married, that's when God started showing me just how controlling I was, because my husband was not, you know, sticking with the program the way that I wanted him to. You know, he wanted to go to bed early and I wanted to stay up late, or he wanted to save the money and I wanted to spend it, things like that, you know. And then we started adding kids to the mix and we bought a house and we had dogs, and I just saw my control issues mushrooming just under the strain, the normal day-to-day strain of family life. And the more that we added, the more I couldn't control. I had no control and I had to face that. I think that's really what God used to point out this issue in my life.
I love that, because it wasn't like you got a heads up, hey, I'm going to teach you about this. It just, as part of life, God got you to a place where you had to see it And I love that about him. He's so faithful to be gentle and a gentleman.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I would just say also, I was miserable trying to control everything. There was so much tension in my marriage, and I was angry and I was frustrated and I had anxiety, and you know, because I wanted things to be perfect for my kids and my home and my marriage. And so I think, yeah, God was a gentleman in some ways and just like letting me come to that realization. But he was like so faithful too, and just saying like, okay, now will you stop, because you are miserable.
Oh, wow. So, okay, do you think control girls readily recognize their problem with control?
No, I think a lot of women are like me. They don't see it in themselves. I think other people see it, and they see it in other people, but we often just are kind of blind to this problem in ourselves. And so I just mentioned, you know, some of those negative emotions that were coming to the surface. And I just always invite women to take a look at those things in their lives. You know, take a look at the anger, at the anxiety, the perfectionism, the fear, the worries. Take a look at those things that are readily accessible at the surface, and start asking, okay, could this be related to an underlying struggle with control? Because often they are. When I started asking myself, you know, when I would feel the anger rising or feel the anxiety rising, I started asking myself, okay, is there something I'm trying to control in this situation? And more often than not, there was something that I felt like I had to control, or felt an urgency to control. And that's what was creating the anxiety or the stress in my life.
I love that. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break. Again, this is Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio. We're talking today to Shannon Popkin, who is the author of a brand new book on control. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Full Circle, Coming Home to the Faithfulness of God by Athena Dean Holtz, is now available on Amazon.com or through Redemption Press. In the aftermath of spiritual abuse and toxic leadership, one woman's shattered life is restored by the faithfulness of God. Athena's driving desire for affirmation and attention pulled her away from her family, husband, and children into what she thought would bring her happiness. Deceived by Scientology, forays into mysticism, and 12 years in a restrictive and legalistic cult, she lost everything, her marriage, relationships, home, business, money, and reputation. This is the candid and inspirational story of how her eyes were opened, how God restored what had been lost, and gave her the desires of her heart, including a new love. Hailed as a whirlwind story of love, deception, darkness, and triumph, personal, poignant, and yet professional, a modern happily ever after. Full Circle, Coming Home to the Faithfulness of God by Athena Dean Holtz. Get your copy today. Available on Amazon.com or through Redemption Press by calling 360-226-3488.
Faithful, forever you are faithful.
Now, back to more of Always Faithful with Athena Dean on AM 630 KCIS.
All right, well, we are back and talking today to Shannon Popkin, who is the author of a new book, Control Girl, Lessons on Surrendering Your Burden of Control from 7 Women in the Bible. So, Shannon, what really drove you to explore other control girls in the Bible?
You know, I'd have to say that the first control girl to grab my attention was Eve. And I thought Eve was so interesting because she took control, right, for her life. When she took that fruit into her hands, she was saying, no, God, I don't want to live in surrender to you. This is the only rule you've given me, but I think I'll break that rule and I'll take control over my life into her own hands. And God was not okay with that. You know, God spoke a curse over Adam and Eve. And I think it was really interesting what God said to Eve had to do with this matter of control. He said, your desire will be for your husband. And that desire, that word, it means a desire for control. You'll want to overrule him. You'll want to overpower. And so when I realized that my control issues are rooted in this curse that God spoke over women, I thought, oh my goodness, wow, if I'm still dealing with this thousands of years, a couple thousand years after the fall, then certainly if I look back at other women in the Bible, I'll find other examples of control girls, you know, in the Bible, and maybe I can learn some lessons from them. Maybe I can avoid some of the mistakes that they made. And so I just started at the beginning and just started flipping through the pages of the Bible looking for other control girls. And I didn't have to look very far. I found lots of women to learn from in the Bible.
Wow. That is so, it's profound, because it's not like it's just a 21st century thing. This has been going on for a long time, and it's part of us that we need to allow to die and really repent of as God shows us that it's operating in our lives. And I mean, we should be so thankful when he shows us that.
Yeah, and amazingly, there is such strong correlations between the way that these ancient women struggled with control and the way that we do still today. You know, it's just uncanny, the parallels. It just seems like every single woman was trying to take matters into her own hands based on her own limited perspective and trying to make it all turn out right according to the way she saw it. And then she was making everybody miserable in the process, which is what I see in my own life and in the women around me. We're still making the same mistakes. And so there's so much that we can learn from these women and learn about God too, as we consider what he thought about them trying to take control.
Mm. Amen. All right. In case you've just joined us, this is Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio, and we're talking today to Shannon Popkin about her new book, Control Girl, Lessons on Surrendering Your Burden of Control from 7 Women in the Bible. So, okay, let's talk about, you know, even though the motivation to control a situation might come from a place of good intentions, how does trying to manipulate every detail often lead to more misery rather than contentment, which is what we think we're going to get?
Yeah, you know, we do. We feel like we have such good intentions, and we feel like we're trying to make everything turn out right. And so we wonder, like, what's the problem? Like, why is anyone else having an issue with this? And yet when we try to take control and create this personal happy ending that we have in mind, we're really trying to take over for God. And we've kind of alluded to that already, right, Athena? Like, we feel like it's our job to be in control. And we can see from any situation that we look at in the Bible, any different person who tries to replace God, they don't do a good job of it. First of all, we don't actually have control. God is the one who has control. And then second, when we try to take control, we just become frantic or obsessive, right? We just get more and more and more controlling. It never stops. And it's not good for ourselves, and it's not good for any of the people that we're actually trying to create happiness for. We're doing the opposite in their lives.
And we're not doing it God's way, because if we're doing it God's way, we're at peace and we don't have to make it turn out a certain way. So, wow, this is such an important message for women to really have that revelation on and have it resonate in their hearts. And I know, you know, if we're in denial and when we think we're just fine and we don't have anything to, you know, to deal with, that's usually a red flag that, oh, there probably is something we need to deal with.
Yeah, you know, I just had coffee this morning with a woman who was telling me that that's exactly who she was. She didn't think of herself as controlling. In fact, she was a perfectionist in her marriage. She had just devoted her life to this marriage, and then her marriage was falling apart, and she kept saying, but I'm trying to do it all right. I'm doing everything I can. I'm doing all of the right things. And she realizes now that her perfectionism and her obsessiveness, that's what was driving her husband out the door. And so they experienced a time of separation. But in that separation, that's when she was able to release and surrender control to God and say, you know what, God, even if my marriage falls apart, I will trust that you are in control and that you will bring good out of this situation. I think that's really what God wants for all of us to come to, is that he, you know, we might think that we have good intentions, but really, when he's in control, he has the best of intentions and he will bring good and we can trust him.
Absolutely. And he can see the beginning and the end and everything in between. He's got the perspective that we do not have. So it is that trust factor.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I loved studying these women of the Bible. Because, you know, if I just interviewed a bunch of women from today who have control issues, we wouldn't get that wider lens. You know, we wouldn't get that longer perspective on what God was doing, even though they couldn't see what he was doing. He was in control of their situation, even though it felt like it was unraveling. And he was bringing good even out of these desperate situations. Mm.
That should be encouraging to us. If you see the end result in those stories, then we have to be hopeful that God can take our mess and, you know, really help us to get to the place where he wants us, which is fully trusting in him.
Absolutely. That's where he wants us to be. He wants us to recognize he is in control and we are not. And when we reverse that, when we are convinced that he is not in control and we are, that's when life becomes tragic. And so there's such peace and security and hope in knowing that he is in control and we are not.
Mm. He's God and we're not. Amen. That's a hard one to learn for some of us type A perfectionist, control freak, workaholics, you know. Gosh, it is a message for us all.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to take a break in a couple minutes, but I want to jump into the parenting angle. What about parenting? I mean, doesn't good parenting require us to be in control of our kids?
Yes. Yeah, I completely understand this frustration because I have it in my own life. So what I like to do is let's just divide all of life into two categories, the things that I can control and the things that I cannot control. So Athena, what would you say? What goes in that category? What ultimately can we control?
How we respond to situations. That's about it.
That's exactly right. Yeah. We can control ourselves, our actions and our attitudes and our responses, just like you said. And so that's all that goes in that category, and everything else goes into the other category. And so I read this book by Tim Sanford, and he suggests the response of hold and fold. So with what we can control, we should hold responsibility. We should hold responsibility for ourselves. And then with everything else, we fold. And so when we apply this to parenting, you know, think about in the hospital when they hand you that little newborn baby. Is that something that you have, you know, do you have control over that baby, like taking care of that baby and feeding that baby? And yes, absolutely, right? You are a good parent when you're taking responsibility for that child. But then on the other end of the spectrum is that fully grown child as an adult. And so that's where we have to fold our hands. And they're no longer our responsibility so much. And so we start with holding in parenting. We start out holding. We end up folding. And all of those years in between, I think we're transferring between the two. You know, little by little, we go from holding responsibility for our kids to folding our hands and surrendering them to God. And we go back and forth. And it just requires so much wisdom, doesn't it? As parents, you know, is this something that I should take responsibility as a mom or a dad? Or is this something where I need to fold my hands and let God work in my child's life?
Mm. And that's, wow, that's a difficult lesson when you've gone through your own maybe abuse or trauma as a child. You know, there's that, if that's not really healed and you haven't allowed God into those areas to heal you, then you're going to want to hang on and want to do what you really can't do, which is, I mean, there's only so much you can do. God has to, he's on the throne and we're not.
Yeah. And I think that's where we go back to that truth that we just stated, God is in control and we are not. And when we reverse that, when we make it as though we're in control of how things turn out for our kids, of keeping them safe or keeping them, keeping their future intact, you know, whatever we have envisioned, we're playing God. And that's a dangerous place to put ourselves. Like I said, though, we do take responsibility. You know, there is a lot that we can do in influencing our kids and being doing a great job with parenting. But just knowing where to rest and where to just place that child back on the altar and say, you're God, you're in control, they're yours. I love them, but they're yours.
Totally. I love that. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio, coming to you today with Shannon Popkin, author of a brand new book, Control Girl, Lessons on Surrendering Your Burden of Control from 7 Women in the Bible. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Faithful, forever you faithful.
Hi, this is Shannon Etheridge, relationship coach, speaker, and author of over 20 books, including the million-copy best-selling Every Woman's Battle series. It was over 15 years ago that I was struggling to navigate through this publishing world, and Athena Dean was one of the first people that I encountered in this industry. Now, we've stayed in touch ever since then, because she was such an encourager then, and she's still an encouragement to me today. What a mover and a shaker for God's kingdom. And I have no doubt that Redemption Press is living up to its name.
Has anyone ever told you you should write a book? Athena Dean Holtz here, and I've been involved in the publishing industry as an author, blogger, coach, and publisher for over 25 years. One thing I've found is everyone has a story. It just takes the right team to help get it onto paper and then into a book that has the potential to touch lives. Give us a call today. The toll-free number is 844-2-REDEEM. That's 844-273-3336. Like us on Facebook or visit our site at authorsincharge.com. We would love to walk with you through your publishing journey.
Faithful, forever you faithful.
Now, back to more of Always Faithful with Athena Dean on AM 630 KCIS.
Well, I'll tell you what, this first half of the show has been so good. This is such an important topic for us as women to wrap our heads around and really understand what God wants of us. You know, Nancy DeMoss Wogelmuth, author of Revive Our Hearts, teacher and host. This woman is incredibly gifted, and her endorsement for this book, I think, just goes a long way. Shannon has a wonderful ability to translate the truths of God's Word into interactive Bible studies that speak to relevant issues women face today. Control Girl is a penetrating look at how selfishness and self-protectedness wrecks our lives, and why surrender and trust are God's life-giving pathways to true freedom and joy. I'll tell you what, I cannot say enough about this topic. And, you know, I really, probably my 14 months in Texas was where I truly had to learn this lesson and learn to let go of trying to control my life, because I did it. I'd done it for so long. I didn't know what it felt like not to control it. So, wow. I just hope this is encouraging you. If you think of someone right now that may not be listening, give them a text or a call and have them tune in, because the second half will be just as good as the first half. So we're going to just go right back into my interview with Shannon Popkin, talking about her new book, Control Girl, Lessons on Surrendering Your Burden of Control from the 7 Women in the Bible. All right, we are back. Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio, and we're talking today about control. Have you ever looked at your life and felt like you had to control everything because it wouldn't turn out right if you didn't? I know I have felt that way in the past, and I absolutely love this topic. Name of the book is Control Girl, Lessons on Surrendering Your Burden of Control from 7 Women in the Bible. Okay, Shannon, we're going to pick up on that parenting thing right before the break. We're talking about parenting and control and controlling our kids and our responsibility and God's responsibility. So tell us that story of your son and a broken video game remote. And how does that example relate to our own illusions of control?
Thank you, yeah, for asking about that. I love that story because, you know, little kids, they give us such windows into who we are before mm-hmm. God, don't they? So this story goes back about 10 years. I bought a little video game remote controller from a garage sale, and when I got it home, I realized that it didn't work. And so I would have thrown it away, but it solved this problem that we were having in our home at that time, because my older two, whenever they were playing video games, the little guy, Cade, who was about 2 years old, would be crawling all over them trying to wrestle their controllers out of their hands. And so they're, you know, scratching him and biting him, trying to get their controller. So here's what they would do. They would take the broken one and put it in his hands and settle him in his little beanbag chair and go, "There you go, buddy. There, you're all set. You've got your controller." And so he would hold that thing and push the buttons and go, "Choom, choom," and look at the screen. And he was completely happy. He thought that he was in control. He didn't realize, first of all, that the controller was broken, and second, that they didn't even plug it in. They just let it dangle there on the floor. But he was completely happy with that. And it's such a good picture of me when I'm acting like a control girl, because I feel like I'm in control. I feel like I'm pushing the buttons. I'm making everything happen. I'm making it all turn out right according to, you know, the way that I see it. And I think there are these moments that God leans low into my life and says, "You know what, honey, you are not plugged in. You know, you're not nearly as in control as you think you are." And so these are not taunting moments. They're more inviting moments where God says, "Look at you, you're bent over, you're all stressed out, you're anxious, you're trying to keep everything in control." You know, if you picture somebody playing a video game all intense and frustrated, well, what if their controller wasn't even plugged in? And that's really what I look like sometimes. You know, I'm not really in control, and yet I'm acting as though the world, it's all up to me to keep the world spinning and, you know, the right distance between us and the sun. I'm not in control. And God just wants for me. Yeah, he wants me to relax with that.
What a great visual. And it's so true. I mean, we're clenching our teeth and we're, you know, just, that's not the fruit of the Spirit at all.
No, he wants us to have peace and security and hope. And like in the subtitle of the book, it says it's lessons on surrendering your burden of control. It's a burden, right? When we try to carry around the responsibility for making everything turn out right, that's God's role. That's not our role.
Absolutely. Okay, so tell us about an epiphany moment that you had several years ago related to the problem with control.
Sure. I was leading a Bible study one day, and I asked the women in my group to go around the table and each share a prayer request about a relationship struggle that they were having. And I didn't know if maybe we would hear about some marriage struggles or parenting. But that particular day, every single woman in my group shared about a very controlling mom or a very controlling mother-in-law. And for me, there was this epiphany moment, because I realized that God was showing me something about myself. I had become the control girl. I was seeing the seeds of it and everywhere in my life. And so after the women shared, I said, "You guys, like what you're talking about, this is me, and I'm afraid this is who I'm going to become. And I'm worried, like, how do we not become these older women in our lives who are making everybody miserable? How do we ensure that 10 or 20 years from now, it's not our daughters and our daughter-in-law sitting at this table asking prayer about us? Because I don't think these women, they didn't set out to be burdensome. They're not trying to make everybody miserable. It's this problem that I think it's just metastasized in their hearts without them recognizing it. And I don't want that to happen to me. Mm. And so that really was the heart. That was the moment. I cried all the way home that day. And I said, God, please don't let me become that way. Because I could see how it definitely could happen over time.
Mm. That's profound. Okay, in case you've just joined us, this is Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio. We're having a conversation today with Shannon Popkin about her new book, Control Girl, Lessons on Surrendering Your Burden of Control from 7 Women in the Bible. And, you know, that's something with our mothers. You know, if we have that kind of relationship where we see that in them and it bothers us. I know I did that with my mom and just said, you know, I am never going to be like my mom because she is this. And I look back later in my life and go, oh, Lord, forgive me, because I judged her and I became just like her. And I repent because I don't want to be like that. And now she wasn't a Christian, but, you know, same rule applies when we judge in anger. You know, it's meted back to us.
Yeah. And it's ironic too, that the more controlling I become, the more I'm bothered by other controlling people, right? Because they're vying for the same thing I'm vying for. They're trying to get control, and that's what I really want. And so I'm more sensitive to it. It's more irritating to me. But when I try to take control from the controlling woman, when I try to get it back, don't I just become more like her?
Oh, exactly. Oh. And you know, as I think, if we just keep crying out to God and saying, oh, show me every way I do this so I can be aware of it. Because, you know, we've all got blind spots and we don't always see clearly our own hearts.
Oh, we don't. And like I said early on, we see the problem in other people. We don't see it in ourselves. And it is God's faithfulness to us to show us our own hearts. And so I think that when I am faced with another controlling woman, rather than trying to control her, I think most what God wants me to deal with is my own heart.
Mm-hmm.
To stop trying to control her and recognize the problem inside of me and what she needs and what I need. We both need God. And if he could just soften our hearts and show us our sin, we would be in such a better place and in a better position to accept his grace and to become more the women that he wants us to be.
Mm. I love that. And that's so true. It's, you know, I just can think back to so many times where I was just in my mind complaining about a person that just was irritating me. And God would always bring it back to, well, and don't I, you know, forgive you when you do stupid stuff like that? And, don't, mm-hmm. you know, and it always comes back to me at needing to, that's what I need to be looking at, not at somebody else's speck in their eye.
Yeah. Right. And really, we're so limited on what we can do in another person's life. We have to entrust them back to God. But there's so much we can do with our own lives and surrendering control to God.
Well, and you know what I think probably could speak more than anything to someone like that is for us to share how we're struggling with control and how God is showing us how ugly that is in our lives. And we really need prayer to let it go.
Absolutely. Yeah, when there's tension in a relationship, well, there's two people in that relationship. And if I accept change and if I stop, you know, grasping for control and relax and surrender control to God, well, that other person's going to sense that. And that might have a deeper impact on her than anything else that I could do.
Mm. Amen. Okay, so we got a minute left before we're going to take our next break. So how can a woman avoid becoming a control girl?
Oh, what a big question, right? And I think the key is surrender. But it's surrender isn't something easy. It's not immediate. It's doing exactly the opposite of what Eve did in the garden of taking control for herself. It's living with those things that God has said, no, this is mine. I'm going to have control over this. You can't see what I see. You can't manage what I manage. You can't be in control. And living in sweet surrender to Him and saying, God, I trust you. I'm not going to try and take control of this. I'm going to let you be in control. But like I said, it's not a one-time event. It's repeated over and over and over, surrendering maybe the same thing, many different things to God.
Mm. I love that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Athena Dean Holtz, and we are talking today about control with Shannon Popkin. Don't go away.
Faithful, forever you faithful.
Full Circle, Coming Home to the Faithfulness of God by Athena Dean Holtz, is now available on Amazon.com or through Redemption Press. In the aftermath of spiritual abuse and toxic leadership, one woman's shattered life is restored by the faithfulness of God. Athena's driving desire for affirmation and attention pulled her away from her family, husband, and children into what she thought would bring her happiness. Deceived by Scientology, forays into mysticism, and 12 years in a restrictive and legalistic cult, she lost everything, her marriage, relationships, home, business, money, and reputation. This is the candid and inspirational story of how her eyes were opened, how God restored what had been lost, and gave her the desires of her heart, including a new love. Hailed as a whirlwind story of love, deception, darkness, and triumph, personal, poignant, and yet professional, a modern happily ever after. Full Circle, Coming Home to the Faithfulness of God by Athena Dean Holtz. Get your copy today. Available on Amazon.com or through Redemption Press by calling 360-226-3488.
Faithful, forever you faithful.
Now, back to more of Always Faithful with Athena Dean on AM 630 KCIS.
All right, we are back for our final segment of today's show. This is Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio, talking today with Shannon Popkin, author of a new book called Control Girl, Lessons on Surrendering Your Burden of Control from 7 Women in the Bible. Now, Shannon, there was some real intentional structure to the way that you created this book. How is it designed to be used? And just give us a little insight on that.
Sure. Yeah, the book could be used as an individual or a group study. There are discussion questions, and so each chapter is divided into lessons. I especially wanted a woman on a time budget to have a great way to approach the study. So each of these lessons can probably be completed, I would say, 20 to 30 minutes. So for each lesson, it begins with a Bible passage. I really want women to engage God's word, not just what I think about God's word. And so there's a Bible passage to read, and then some thoughts about control based on what that woman of the Bible was experiencing. And then there are some application questions at the end of each lesson. And so I really want for women to be able to have a complete train of thought and have something to apply to their own lives at the end of each lesson.
Well, and that's what makes it resonate, and we're actually able to see ways in our own life that this applies to us, and we can grow from that is when we actually think about, okay, how does this apply to me? And what are the areas in my life that, where there's a similarity? And so that's, I love that a dynamic in a book like this, because we can take it. And yeah, we might be talking about Eve or Hagar or someone in the Bible, but you know, this is not ancient history. It's happening in our own hearts.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, that's really the heart of the book. It's not just learning about the problem in other people. And that, you know, like I've said, we don't see the problem in ourselves. And so these application questions are really digging in a little bit. Hopefully it's not too uncomfortable, but I really want for women to look for the problem in themselves because we don't readily see it.
Amen. So you end each lesson with a meditation. So tell us what the Bible teaches about meditation and why it's an important aspect on giving up control. I came out of the New Age, so I know sometimes the enemy like tries to get us not to meditate on the word by thinking, oh, meditation is an Eastern thing. I shouldn't do that. So give us some clarity on that.
Yeah. Yeah, so in Eastern religion, for meditation, we empty our minds, right? But what Christians do is we fill our minds with truth. That's what meditation is for the Christian. And so, you know, control girls are particularly resistant to change because we've been saying for a long time that God is in control and that we know it's not in our hands, and yet we're living with a dichotomy. We're acting as though it is in our control and that God isn't in control. And so I think that transformation is only possible if we will revamp our thoughts about God and about ourselves. And so that's why for each of the lessons, I've included a meditation. And so it's just an encapsulated truth from the lesson, something that you can hold on to and take with you and repeat over and over. And I just offer these meditations in hopes that women who really do want to change, who really do want to go from control girl to Jesus girl, it'll be a tool. They can take the meditations that are most helpful to them and maybe print them out, put them in a prominent place where they can review them over and over. And meditation builds a bridge between what we say we believe and how we live. It's thoughts are powerful. Mm-hmm. They reshape what we actually say and how we think about God and about ourselves.
Amen. So now you have a bunch of other resources on your website to help control girls hand the reins back to God. Just in our last minute or so, tell us a little bit about that and then where people can find you if they want to connect with you online.
Yeah, so if you go to controlgirl.com, there are those meditations that I mentioned. They are available for free download on the site. So you can print out some of them or all of them if you want to. They're pretty. They have pretty pictures, and they're designed to be aesthetically appealing, but also just powerful for the transformation in our hearts and our minds. And so also at controlgirl.com, you can find a discussion guide. So if you would like to lead a group through the study, there is a free discussion guide available for you for free download. Those are just a couple of the free resources. We have a lot of things available for you there.
Wonderful. So if controlgirl.com, are you on Facebook or Instagram or any place else they could connect with you?
Yes, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. I'd love to connect with our listeners there.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Shannon. It was an absolute delight.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. All right. Well, boy, I hope that was a blessing to you. It sure spoke to my heart all the way through. Such good wisdom. And so good to realize this is not anything new. This is not a 21st century sin. It's been going on for a long time. And we need to see it in our own lives so that we can surrender it and let God be on the throne instead of us always trying to be on the throne. Well, I'll tell you what, next week, I am so looking forward to bringing you a few of our authors from the Northwest Ministry Conference that I will be interviewing today and tomorrow at the Overlake Church up in Redmond, Washington. And especially, I have one special interview that I'm doing that I'm a little bit, I don't know, I guess I'm not supposed to be biased, but this is the man that I married 3 years ago. So I am so excited that his new book, Are You in the Game or in the Way? A Question for Pastors and Men's Ministry Leaders. That's his new book that is just out. He's going to be signing at the Northwest Ministry Conference at the Redemption Press booth. I'm going to be interviewing him on Always Faithful. And, you know, I think this topic is one of those topics that as women, we want our sons, we want our brothers, we want our husbands, we want the men in our lives to grow in the Lord and find him and be around other men who will encourage him to grow and to be accountable and to do all those things that seem to come easier to women. I'm not quite sure why, but it just seems like the church is ruled by women, and that's the major influence in the church is women, because we seem to be the ones who show up and want to do stuff, and the guys are kind of oftentimes they're just not interested. So it's been exciting to watch the ministry that my husband has had at the Summit Church in Enumclaw, Washington, where the men's ministry is vibrant and growing and just doing some amazing things. And it's exciting to watch it take on a life of its own, and for him to realize as the pastor some of the things that he really did in the early days of the men's ministry that got in the way. So I think it'll be an enjoyable interview. I think you'll enjoy it, even if you're not married, because if there's men in the church and they want to get other men in the church, this is a resource they need to know about. So I'm excited to be able to bring him on next week and talk about his book. We're also going to talk to a number of other authors that will, we might share snippets, we might share the whole interviews. It's just going to kind of depend on what we end up with from this wild 2 days at the Northwest Ministry Conference. But I know I'm going to be grabbing some attendees as they walk by and encouraging them to share with me how God's been faithful in their lives. And I know I'll have some of those, which are always fun to just hear the God stories of how he proves himself faithful to people from all walks of life. And just as an encouragement to you, I want to make sure that I include some of that. But I will be interviewing in our booth at the Northwest Ministry Conference both days. We'll also be having some book signings. I'll also be speaking at 4 different workshops. My husband Ross will be teaching a class on men's ministry, and also on, you know, what do you do when life hurts, and just loss and dealing with loss in a healthy way. So we'll both be doing a lot of teaching. We've got a number of our other authors that are going to be there teaching. And so it's going to be exciting to share with you all of the reports of all the God appointments and all the great stuff that happens in the next few days. So we want to take you with us and let you experience a little bit of it with us next week. So, hey, it is time to wrap up. Thank you so much for spending your Friday afternoon, or now Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. It's the show is being re-aired. This is Athena Dean Holtz and Always Faithful Radio. I am a speaker, blogger, publisher, radio host, and pastor's wife, and now the author of Full Circle, Coming Home to the Faithfulness of God. And I would love to come and speak to your women's group, your church, your civic organization, or your company about how faithful our God is. You can reach me at Always Faithful Radio or by calling the Redemption Press offices at 360-226-3488. Again, the Redemption Press office number is 360-226-3488. So please join me next Friday at 1 p.m., re-airing Saturday at 1 p.m., as we continue to affirm the faithfulness of God.
Thank you for listening to Always Faithful Radio with Athena Dean. Listen next week at this same time to be encouraged once again in the faithfulness of God.